Parakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Shagrajatam Shahagana Raganata Nivitang Tang Shajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Shaitam Krishna Chaitana Devam Sri Radha Krishna Paran Shahagana Lalita Shivishakam Vitangscha Nana Shascha Vicharanaika Nipuno Sadhanama Shangstapako Lokanam Hitakarino Tribhuvane Manyo Sharanyakaro Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajanandena Mataliko Banderupa Sanatano Raguyago Sri Jiva Gopalako Bhairagya Vidya Nijavagdi Yoga Shikshatameka Purusha Purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripam Budhi Yastam Aham Prapadye Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Dharma prochita kaitava atra parama ninamat saranam satam vedyam vastavam atra vastu shivadam tapatroyan mulanam srimad bhagavate mahamune krite king of aipada ishvara sadya ridi avarudyate atra kritibishkivitakshanat Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, Prayers of Queen Kunti, text number 31. Go. Dadate tvai kritaga shidamatavad Ya te dashastru kalil anjana shambramaksham Vatram niniya bhaya bhavanaya shtitasya Samam vimo hayati bhir api yad bibheti. Gopya dade tvai kritaga shidharma thavad. Ya te dashashru kaliranjana shambramaksham. Vatram niniya bhaya bhavanaya shtitasya Samam vimohayati ribir apiyad bibheti Please chant.
Om Yadavaya Mate disso.
Gopi, the cowherd lady Jashoda. The cowherd lady Jashoda. Adade took up Twayi on your Kritagasi, creating disturbance by breaking the butter pot. Dharma, rope. Tavat, at that time, ya, that which, te, your, dasa, situation, asru kalila, overflooded with tears, anjana, ointment, sambrama, perturbed, aksham, eyes, vatram, face, ninaya, downwards, bhaya bhavanaya, by thoughts of fear, stitasya, of the situation, sa, that, mam, me, vimohayati, bewilders, bhi api, even fear personified. Yat, whom, bibhedi, is afraid. My dear King, translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. My dear Krishna, Yasoda took up robe. This is Queen Kunti praying to Krishna. Krishna is just about to leave Hastinapur to return to Dwarka, having participated in the Battle of Kurukshetra and completed his purpose of Vinashaya cha Duskritam. He no longer had any reason to remain in Hastinapur, so he was sitting on his chariot about to depart for Dwarka, and at that time, unable to bear the departure of Krishna, Kunti Maharani, the mother of the Pandavas, she came in front of Krishna and stood before him on the chariot and offered these very beautiful prayers of Queen Kunti, of which today we are looking at one of them. So these prayers were studied, were appreciated by our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada very much. In 1974, throughout the entire month of October, Srila Prabhupada stayed in Sridhar Mayapur and discussed all of these 17 or 18 prayers of Queen Kunti. And in 1973, in Los Angeles, in the month of April, May, Srila Prabhupada also remained for 1 month and discussed all of these prayers of Queen Kunti. So Prabhupada gave these prayers a lot of attention. And a special book was compiled, Prayers of Queen Kunti, because they're very beautiful prayers and they very eloquently and poetically explain, establish, identify the highest principles of the Gaudiya Siddhanta. And we will see some of these principles explained today in this verse. Srila Prabhupada Ki. And this is all helping us in the consciousness of Krishna's appearance in a few days, Sri Krishna Janmashtami. Bhagavan Sri Krishna Janmashtami Mahamotsav Ki. So Kunti's praying, my dear Krishna, Yasoda took up a rope to bind you when you committed an offense, and your perturbed eyes overflooded with tears, which washed the mascara from your eyes, and you were afraid, although fear personified is afraid of you. This sight is bewildering for me. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Here is another explanation of the bewilderment created by the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is the Supreme in all circumstances, as already explained. Here is a specific example of the Lord's being the Supreme and at the same time a plaything in the presence of His pure devotees. The Lord's pure devotees render service unto the Lord out of unalloyed love only. We're going to discuss that. That's the translation of Kevala Prem. Unalloyed love only. Kevala Prem. Remember that. The Lord's pure devotees render service to the Lord out of unalloyed love only. And while discharging such devotional service, the pure devotee forgets the position of the Supreme Lord, forgets His supremacy. The Supreme Lord also accepts the loving service of the devotee more relishably when the service is rendered spontaneously out of pure affection, without anything of reverential admiration. Generally, the Lord is worshipped by the devotees in a reverential attitude, but the Lord is meticulously pleased when the devotee, out of pure affection and love, considers the Lord to be less important than himself. The Lord's pastimes in the original abode of Golok Vrindavan are exchanged in this spirit. The friends of Krishna consider him one of them. They do not consider him to be of reverential importance. The parents of the Lord, who were all pure devotees, considered him a child only. The Lord accepts the chastisements of the parents more cheerfully than the prayers of the Vedic hymns. Similarly, he accepts the reproaches of his fiancées more palatably than the Vedic hymns. When Lord Krishna was present in the material world to manifest his eternal pastimes of the transcendental realm of Golok Vrindavan as an attraction for the people in general, he displayed a unique picture of subordination before his foster mother Yasoda. The Lord, in his natural childish playful activities, used to spoil the stocked butter of Mother Yasoda by breaking the pots and distributing the contents to his friends and playmates, including the celebrated monkeys of Vrindavan. The celebrated monkeys. Who took advantage of the Lord's munificence. Show of punishment for a transcendental child. She took a rope and threatened the Lord that she would tie him up, as is generally done in the ordinary household. Seeing the rope in the hands of Mother Yasoda, the Lord bowed down his head and began to weep, just like a child, and tears rolled down his cheeks, washing off the black ointment smeared about his beautiful eyes. This picture of the Lord is adored by Kunti Devi because she is conscious of the Lord's supreme position. He is feared often by fear personified, yet he is afraid of his mother who wanted to punish him just in an ordinary manner. Kunti was conscious of the exalted position of Krishna, whereas Yasoda was not. Therefore, Yasoda's position was more exalted than Kunti's. Mother Yasoda got the Lord as her child, and the Lord made her forget altogether that her child was the Lord himself.
If Mother Yasoda had been conscious of the exalted position of the Lord, she would certainly have hesitated to punish him. But she was made to forget this situation because the Lord wanted to make a complete gesture of childishness before the affectionate Yasoda. This exchange of love between the mother and the son was performed in a natural way, and Kunti remembered the scene. Kunti, remembering the scene, was bewildered, and she could do nothing but praise the transcendental filial love. Indirectly, Mother Yasoda is praised for her unique position of love, for she could control even the all-powerful Lord as her beloved child. Mukam karati bachalam pangum langai te girim chat kripa tamaham bande shri gurun dinatarinum. Namam ishvaram shat chit anandarupam lasat kundalanam gokule brajamanam jashoda bio ulukalad dhavamanam param drishtam atyantato drutta gopya. So Jashoda Biya Ulukalad Davamanam. The Ukalad, you can still see in the villages. Ukalad is the same word in Hindi. Ukalad in Bengali is there. It's this thing. That's called Ukalad. That's called Ukalad. And in the top is a hole, and you put the dhan. That's the paddy. In that, and the ladies, they smash it, grinding mortar. So that's sitting around here and there in the village courtyard, a common thing. So Yasoda Mata, she is seeing this, she's going to tie Krishna Damodar around the waist, tie him to this ukalat, tie him up as punishment. So Yasoda Biod Ukalat Davamanam, he's running away. Davamanam, he's running away from that ukalat out of Yasoda Bhiya, fear of Mother Yasoda. In this verse it says, third line, Bhaya Bhavanaya Shtitasya. Bhaya Bhavanaya, Bhaya means fear. Bhaya Bhavanaya Shtitasya. So he's feeling it. Because the next verse says, Rudam tam muhu netra jugmam rijantam karam boja jugmena satanka netram muhu shashakampa trire khanta khanta shtita grevam damodaram bhakti badham. Rudantam muhu, he's crying again and again, crying. Rudantam muhu netra jugmam mrijantam, rubbing his eyes, mrijantam karamboga, karamboja jugmena, with his two lotus-like hands, wrists. Karamboja jugmena, satanka netram, he's rubbing his fearful eyes. Muhu shrasha, he's breathing, shrasha is a breath, he's breathing very rapidly. Like a child crying, you see? When they do that, they're overwhelmed with the fear, with the pain. Muhusasa kampa, trembling. Trirekanka kanta, and his three lines on his neck are kampa, quivering. Stita Gravam Damodaram Bhakti Badham. So this is Bhakti Badham. Prabhupada says here, he says in the purport, he says, Exchange. Where does he say exchange? Where does he say exchanged? Ah, top of the page. The Lord's pastimes in the original abode of Vrindavan are exchanged in that spirit. It says exchanged again. Anyway, somewhere Prabhupada says this is an exchange of affection. Jajatamam prapadyante tangshtadava bhajami aham bhajami. I reciprocate, I award. So because Mother Yasoda, she wants to love Krishna in this way. This is the way she wants to love Krishna. So therefore Krishna becomes, he plays the role. And he plays it so beautifully that she becomes fully absorbed in the rasa. Iti dviksha lila bir ananda kunde swago sham nima jantam akya payantam. So iti drik, he's present ending. Iti drik, he's showing. Iti drik shalilabi ananda kunde, to, what is it, to immerse the swagosham, the Vrindavan people, his family, his friends, his own people in Vrindavan. Swagosham nima jantam. Sanskrit, nima jantam means to immerse. Nima jantam. In Ananda Kunde, in pools of bliss, swagosham, Ananda, what is it? Iti dviksa lilabir Ananda Kunde, in these pastimes, to immerse them. He plays the role so perfectly, Prabhupada said in the purport, he reads the purport. Prabhupada said, the Supreme Lord is the Supreme in all circumstances. He's the Supreme Person. No one can be a child as wonderfully, as supremely, as perfectly as Krishna. And no one can reciprocate with the jiva as deeply, as intimately as Krishna. That's why he's called the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Can you imagine what it means to have exchange of affection with the person Krishna? How unlimitedly intimate and personal and affectionate that is. That he only does this in order to reciprocate. He has no need, he has no nanavaptam avaptavyam. He has no desires to fulfill, to become a child. He only does this in order to get close to us. He only does this to create the medium, to create the sthiti, the circumstances in which we can exchange affection. Rashik Shekhar, the prince of rasa, of mellow. There's no way, there's nothing as deep as rasa bhakti, bhakti ras, loving the Krishna in these relationships. And he wants that. Therefore, Prabhupada says that when the Lord was present in his material world to manifest his eternal pastimes of the transcendental realm of Goloka as an attraction for the people in general. So we're celebrating Janmashtami. Krishna comes to... Janmashtami means Krishna is appearing to iti dvik salila bir ananda kunde, to show the Ananda Kund, the pools of bliss that are there in his Salila, Swalila, his Lila of Vrindavan. So here, it says that Mother Yasoda, seeing this, is bewildering, this Lila. Vimohayati, she's bewildered by this. Now why is that? Now in the teachings to Rupa Goswami, about rasa in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila chapter 19, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he analyzes in great detail bhakti ras, prema. And he says there's two kinds of prema. Does anybody know what the two kinds of prema are? Anybody know what the two kinds of prema are? I know you all know, but you're just a little lodger-lugger. You know you don't want to make a big show, huh? Because after all, prem pumata mahan, prem is our ultimate goal of life. So obviously we would know what the two types of prem are. Right? I know you all know, but you just no one wants to make a show. Anyway, Mahaprabhu is explaining that there is Aisharya Gyan Yukta Prem. Aisharya Gyan Yukta, which means prem which is mixed with knowledge of the Lord's opulence. Aisharya Gyan Yukta or Aisharya Gyan Mishra. And that prema is manifest in Mathura, Dwarka and Vaikuntha. Mathura, Dwarka and Vaikuntha. And also Hastinapur. Hastinapur. Because here is Hastinapur. And the reason why Kunti Maharani is bewildered by this is because she is an Aisharya Gyan Yukta Prema Bhakta. She's an Aisharya Gyan Yukta Prema Bhakta. And therefore, when you look at her prayers, she says things like Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. She's offering obeisances to Vasudeva, the Supreme Person. And because she's considering him the Supreme. She says, Nama Pankacha Nabaya, Nama Pankacha Maline, Nama Pankacha Netraya, Namaste Pankajangraye. Namaste. You don't see Mother Yasoda saying to Gopal, to Krishna, you don't say Govindaya Namo Namaha. She's chasing him with a stick. She's not saying Govindaya Namo Namaha, oh Parameshwara. So in Hastinapur, the Yadavas are also Aisharya Misha, Aisharya Gyan Yukta Prema Bhaktas, the Yadavas, the Pandavas. And more than half of the first canto is all about Krishna reciprocating with the Pandavas. 13 chapters out of the 19 of Canto 1 are explaining Krishna reciprocating with the Pandavas in Hastinapura. Arjuna is there in Gita. He's also considered to have this bhav. Param Brahma. Param Dharma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavam, Purusham Shashvatam Dibhyam, Adi Devam Ajam Vibhum. Param Brahma, you are the absolute truth. Param Dharma, you are the ultimate abode. Pavitram, the purest. Paramam Bhavam, you are the supreme. Purusham Shashvatam Dibhyam, you are the eternal, transcendental, original person. Adi Devam, the God of gods. Ajam, unborn, Vibhum, the greatest. Vibhu, this chapter, 10th chapter of Gita is Vibhuti Yoga, the opulence of the Lord. Now it's interesting because Mahaprabhu gives Arjuna as an example of Aisharya Gyan Yukta Prem and his teachings to Rupa Goswami. He gives three or four examples. Would you like to hear those examples? Okay. The first example he gives is Vasudeva and Devaki. And he says, Mahaprabhu is explaining that after killing Kamsa, Balaram and Krishna came before Devaki and Vasudeva and offered their obeisances as their parents. They'd come to Mathura. They'd been away in Vrindavan so many years. They'd returned to Mathura. They went to they killed the elephant, they toured. There's no mention of them seeing Vasudeva and Devaki. They came into Mathura, they wandered around like two princes. Krishna killed the tailor, off with his head. And he reciprocated with the florist, and they're wandering around Mathura. And then the elephant, then they went to the wrestling event, they killed Kamsa. And then they went to Vasudeva and Devaki, their parents. So having not seen them a long time, they came, they paid obeisances. Now explains, Mahaprabhu is explaining, he's quoting verses from Bhagavatam, 10th canto. He's explaining that Vasudeva and Devaki, they wanted to embrace their children, Krishna and Balaram. But they hesitated. Because they were aware that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They felt the feelings, the affection was arising in their heart. They wanted to embrace, but they resigned, restricted themselves. Now Mahaprabhu, he gives a verse to explain this type of prema. Aishwarya Gyan Pradane Sankuchita Priti. You know this word, Sankuchita? Yeah, it's in Hindi, same word, Sankuchita. In Bangla, Sankuchita Priti. Aishwarya Gyan Pradane Sankuchita Priti. Mahaprabhu is explaining that when the opulence is manifest, when your mood is that, oh, Krishna is so great, Krishna is supreme, Krishna is the Parameshwara, when that manifests in your consciousness, then the priti, the affection, becomes sankuchita. And the word that in Prabhupada translates sankuchita as crippled. Crippled. And he translates sankuchita in different ways in his books. He says, hesitant, sankuchita, hesitant, and in another place he says ashamed. So you can kind of get an idea what sankuchita means. It's something like you can't really fully immerse yourself in the bath because you're ashamed. You know, God is so great, or a little afraid, a little hesitant. So you can't fully immerse yourself. You can't fully enter the play. You're somewhat restricted. So Prabhupada is saying here, but in Vrindavan, is what Prabhupada means when he says, the Lord's pure devotee renders service unto the Lord out of unalloyed love only. That's what that means. The pure devotee renders service out of unalloyed love only. While discharging such devotional service, he forgets the position of the Lord. Prabhupada said somewhere that the Lord reciprocates to make you forget that he's the Lord. Because you want to serve him in that way. And then Prabhupada says that the Lord's pastimes in the original abode of Goloka Vrindavan are exchanged in that spirit. Well, you forget that Krishna is God. So that's called Kevala Prema. Okay, so that example is given, Vasudeva and Devaki. And the next example Mahaprabhu gives is Arjuna. He says that when Krishna showed the universal form to Arjuna, at that time Arjuna prayed. He began praying, Hey Krishna, Hey Shakya, Hey Shaki, Hey Yadav, Hey Shakyati. I have referred to you in these familiar terms. Hey Krishna. Hey Krishna is like, hey Gopal. Idigasho. Right? Hey, come here. It's like, hey. It's not like Sripad Parama. It's like Srila. It's very relaxed. Hey Krishna. Come here. We sat on the same bed together. We ate together. We joked together. We slept together. And I just called you Krishna. Hey Krishna. What do you think of this? Shanayo Ubayo Madhya Ratam Stapaya Mechuta. Hey Krishna, you bring the chariot in between the two armies. Hey, bring this a little, do a favor for me. Hey Krishna, you do a favor for me? You bring the chariot in between the two armies. So Arjuna is saying, oh, I treated you just like my friend. Ajanata Mahima, not knowing or forgetting your greatness. And therefore he says, Tak Shamaya Tam Aham, please forgive me for dealing with you in that way. Please forgive me. He's actually regretting that he fell into this consciousness because you are so great. So Aishwarya Gyan Yukta Prem, that the love, Sankuchita Priti, it becomes restricted. It's not fully blossomed. And then another example Prabhupada gives is Rukmini. Mahaprabhu gives is Rukmini. Yeah, so the point about Arjuna is that when he saw the Aishwarya, he forgot his intimacy. When Arjuna saw the Aishwarya Bhava, Virat Rupa, he forgot his intimacy. and apologized for it. And then and the other example Mahaprabhu gives is Rukmini. As Krishna, as Prabhupada said in the purport, he says this, that, where is this one? He accepts the reproaches of his fiancées more palatably than the Vedic hymns. When the wife chastises him, in Bhagavatam, first canto, Prabhupada writes, henpecked husband. They are ordering Krishna what to do. Do this, do that, come here. They think they have him under control. They chastise him. So he likes that. Because they forget he's the supreme. He likes that. They treat him like a obliged, attached husband. The wives treat him like that. Krishna likes that. That's why he became their husband, because they wanted to love him like that. All those princesses that were enjoyed by Bhamasura, and according to Vana Sram Dharma, not eligible for a Kshatriya kin to accept as wife. Krishna doesn't care about that. These girls, they want to serve him in that way. Okay, I'm available. I'll become your henpecked husband. I'll become your faithful servant. Bruvi jingbrena kevalam. Controlled by the movements of your eyebrows. Ya karoti padakrantam. Following in the footsteps of the wife. Controlled by the movements of her eyebrows. I'll become like that if that's how you want to love me. Because he wants that deep reciprocation. So Prabhupada says that he enjoys the reciprocation of his fiancée more palatably than the Vedic hymns. So he wanted Rukmini to chastise him when he was saying, oh, you made a big mistake marrying me. Don't you know the sort of person I am? Well, you know what I did to those gopis in Vrindavan? Right? They gave up their parents, they gave up their brothers, they gave up their husbands to come and dance with me. What did I do? I just left them. That's the sort of person I am. You know, nobody knows what is my caste. And that, you know, that run away from the battlefield, you remember that one? And then, you're so qualified. And your brother, Rukmi, yeah, such an exalted family. You could have got a really good husband. You could have got a really qualified prince. Actually, you're better off leaving me. He's thinking that Rukmini would become angry and chastise him. That's what he wanted. He says the chastisement of his fiancées are more palatable than the Vedic hymns. But Mahaprabhu gives Rukmini as an example. Aishwarya Gyan Yukta Prema Bhakta. That she actually is taking it very seriously. And she collapsed and unconscious and all that. So these are... Now, then the other example, then Mahaprabhu says this. Kevala Shuddha Prem Aisharja Na Jane Aisharja Dekleo Nija Shambanda Shemane. In this verse, Mahaprabhu explains what's the difference between Kevala Prem and Aisharya Prem. He says that Aisharya Prem, Kevala Shuddha Prem Aisharja Na Jane. In the pure Kevala Prem of Vrindavan, they are not aware of the opulence of Krishna. Aisharja dekleo. Even if they see the opulence of Krishna, Aisharja dekleo, nija shambandha shemani. They only consider nija shambandha means their intimate relationship. Shemani, that's what they think of. That's what they consider. The Aisharja, even though they see it, it doesn't disturb their affectionate relationship. And the example that Mahaprabhu gives in that connection explains. You can read. It's very interesting. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Very interesting discussion about prema. Mahaprabhu is explaining to Rupa Goswami, we should know these things. We should study. And it's all further elaborated on in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So he gives Mahaprabhu then quotes from, he quotes this leela. Well, not this leela. He quotes from Bhagavatam, when one day the cowherd boys said to Mother Yasoda, Mother Yasoda, you know that this morning Krishna ate dirt? And Mother Yasoda, actually, it's that story, that little, it comes just after a little story where it's described in Bhagavatam that Krishna and Balaram, in the morning they would get up and they would let loose all the calves. And the calves would go to the cows and drink the milk. And the gopis, the mothers in Vrindavan, they came to Mother Yasoda to complain. They're complaining all these things. That in the morning these your two boys, Dushta, they let loose all the calves, they go and drink their milk. When we go to milk the cows, there's no milk. And then they come into our homes, and they steal our butter, and they eat the butter, and they make a mess, and then they feed all the monkeys the butter. And when the monkeys have eaten so much and they're lying there, they can't eat anymore, these boys, they criticize our butter, and they say, "What is this butter? Even the monkeys don't want to eat it." And so we chastise these boys. "Why do you come and steal butter from our house?" And Krishna says, "Well, you think that we have a shortage of butter in our house?" And then we put the butter pots up high, and they come, and then they put all sorts of chairs and stools, and they climb up and they reach, and they break the pots. And if they can't reach, then they throw pebbles and they smash them in the yogurt. And if they can't do that, they pinch our babies when they're sleeping and make them cry. And there's something about these boys, you know, all those ornaments you put on them in the dark room, they can see even though there's no light. You take off the ornaments. Some other Yasoda, they take off the ornaments, they see, but they're still effulgent. There's some effulgence coming from these boys. Better leave the ornaments on. You should do something about this. Actually, Krishna's, the gopis, they know Krishna's there listening to this. They're saying that so he can hear. This is their bhajan. They're saying, "You should do something about this." And then Mother Sarah, she goes, "Oh, I'll chastise those naughty boys." She goes, she looks at the face of Krishna. That's it, she can't do anything. So one day, they want to see Krishna chastised. So the cowherd boys, they come back, they say to Mother Sarah, "Ma, you know, this morning Krishna ate dirt." And Krishna Sarah Mother said, "What?" And Krishna said, no, they're making a story. Actually, it's political. I had an argument with Balaram this morning, so he's joined with the other cowherd boys. They're doing politics against me. They're making this story." Mother Yasoda said, "Okay, let me look in your, I'll look in your mouth. You open your mouth, I'll see whether their story is true or not." So she sits Krishna on her lap. She looks in the mouth of Krishna. Whoa. He displays the whole Virat Rupa, the whole universe. She sees everything in there. She sees the Karana Samudra, the Karana, the ocean. She sees the primary elements of creation, Tanmatra, the senses, the three modes. She sees all the planetary systems. She sees the demigods. She sees all of the universes, time, past, present, future. She even sees herself sitting there in Vrindavan with Krishna on her lap. So this is Aisharja Dekleo, seeing the opulence of the Lord. So at that, she begins to get all philosophical. Mother Yasoda in Vrindavan, and there's all these philosophical prayers. And then she says, "This is Vishnu Maya." She says, "This is Vishnu, just see the power of Vishnu Maya. I think I am the wife of Nanda Baba. I think I am the mother of Gopal. This is all Vishnu Maya." And this goes on for a little while, and then she breaks out of it. What do you do all this philosophy? You are Yasoda, it's Krishna, it's your baby. So it cannot overtake, you know, even he demonstrates the Aishwarya, the Virat Rupa, so overwhelming. When Arjuna sees it, he's overwhelmed. He forgets his relationship as a friend. But it's not enough to affect the Aisharja Dekleo Nija Shambanda Shemane. Nija Shambanda, her own relationship as a mother, it's not affected even by seeing that wonderful display of opulence. So that's what Krishna appreciates. And therefore Prabhupada says somewhere meticulously, such a purport. You could do a whole course just on this purport. Where is that? Someone probably says meticulously. Oh. Generally, the Lord is worshipped by the devotees in a reverential attitude, but the Lord is meticulously pleased when the devotees, out of pure affection and love, consider the Lord to be less important than himself. So that is Krishna Janmashtami. It's a little meditation for us on Krishna Janmashtami. Why Krishna comes as Krishna with Vrindavan Leela to attract us. Tadi yeshi tageshu rabhaktirajitatam. Tadi yeshi tageshu. Those who are in knowledge of the ishita geshu, those who know that he's the supreme controller. Tadi yeshi tageshu bhaktirajitatam. He akyapayantam. He's showing them that actually bhaktirajitatam, he's not conquered by that. He's conquered by pure love alone. Nimajantam, and he wants us to nimajantam, to become immersed in this swalila. He wants us to join in this. Gopi bhava rashamritadvi laharir kalolara magnod muhu, same word, magno. Nimajantam, magno, same word, to become immersed. Gopi bhava rashamritadvi laharir kalolara magno muhur, again and again, the Goswamis of Vrindavan are immersing themselves in the waves of the ocean of prema of the gopis' love for Krishna. So that's why Krishna comes, to display these pastimes, to attract us, to immerse ourselves. Anybody here want to immerse themselves in the Vrindavan pastimes? There's only a small price to pay. That is, Lochandas Thakur explains, Bishaya Chariya Serashe Majiya Muki Bolo Hari Hari. Bishaya Chariya Serashe Majiya Muki Bolo Hari Hari. The same word, Serashe Majiya. If you want to immerse yourself in that rush, say Roshe Majiya, all you have to do is Vishaya Charya. Give up sense gratification. So actually, otherwise there's no real impetus for us to give up sense gratification. We have to know, we have to sing these songs, we have to think. Otherwise, how are we going to get inspiration? It's not easy to give up sense pleasure. Maya Ramugda Jiva, because we're attached. So we have to hear these pastimes, we have to meditate, we have to become Krishna conscious, we have to chant the holy name. Awaken the taste for love for Krishna in the Braja Prem. And Krishna came on Janmashtami to facilitate our awakening of that Prem. Granted, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Please finish the Srimad Bhagavatam class with question and answers and comments by 8:45. Srila Prabhupada ki.